The moment in time that I believe that we completely lost our minds occurred in January of 1998. I was watching CNN when it occurred. It was 9 o'clock in the morning, and they announced that the President of the United States may or may not have had oral sex with a 21-year-old in the White House, and that, and now I'm quoting, wasn't the bad news. And I hadn't had coffee, but I thought, that's pretty bad news. How could that not be bad news? How could that not be bad news? What else did he do? Did he break into the zoo and blow an elephant? And they said, no, the president may have made the young girl lie. Oh, how horrible. Made her lie? That's still not the bad news, you idiots, because in order to make her lie first, he would have had to take his penis out of her mouth. And the next day, and this is how I know we completely snapped, a discussion began that was so psychotic in nature, I could not believe it. And it went on for months. And the discussion was, is oral sex adultery? And I thought, when did that go up for grabs? How did I miss that? God, where was I when the principal said, it's Friday and we'll be having fish sticks? And with the weekend coming, remember guys, blowjobs don't count. Oral sex has to be adultery, or I spend a lot of money in therapy for nothing. Is oral sex adultery? Yes. That's the end of the fucking argument. There's nothing to discuss. If curling is an Olympic sport, then oral sex is adultery. And oral sex should be an Olympic sport. I would like to see that. Ice skating, then blowjobs. I certainly would stay through whatever commercials they had. I think oral sex should be an Olympic sport because it's harder than curling ever has been. And if you're any good at it, you deserve a medal.